faded words in the back of the mind. Eurydice and Orpheus. But they're coming up, not going down. And Bob Dylan, of course. There always has to be Dylan. I might actually play Pressing On. Kill Radio presents a DJ Bennett production. Experimental dance and pop music's collage together into a thick, rich mix. Ambience and less. An erasure. Erasing love. Because you don't need it. See, I don't want to believe. I want to know. Tonight's show is dedicated to Louise, but it's also dedicated to Edie, and to Kitty, and to Elise, and to Sarah. And to Mary and Sandra. Even to Clara. Whose eyes still burn. It's really a lot to Elise. And too easy. But mostly it's dedicated to you. You. And we've only just begun. The sign is crooked. The edges are frayed. The wood is old. And the paint looks like spilled blood. but everything else looks erased. There's still a line there, but it's faded. It's erased. Just like my memory of I can't say it. But I can read the sign. It says, "Welcome to the chill room."
I'm pressing on. keep pressing on. Yes, I'm pressing on to the higher calling of my Lord. Pressing on. Pressing on, I'm pressing on to the higher calling of my Lord. Many try to stop me, shake me up in my mind, say prove to me that he's the Lord. Show me a sign. What kind of sign may be when it all comes from within? When what's lost has been found, what's to come is already been. I am pressing on,
on and on and on.
I'm pressing on.
Gotta go and keep pressing on.
started in the Mercedes. I told him I fancied him too much just to be in there. Screw him. It would be better, I told him, if we met another time someplace else. We started kissing. It's idiotic, Nicky. I told him you better take me home. I'm gonna call him later. And he talked about my body and how it turned around and how it was moving the body. And I was thinking of you. Of course I was thinking of you. And he was driving me home and we stopped in the parking lot for a long time, just kissing, making out. Put one hand between my legs.
Yeah.
this apart as he looks at them and at his tired, tired head. 3 days after our first rumble, Tom ran around the room, as well as that painful stretch of the rumble. Blood swarmed into me as it struck me, and I merely slightly lifted the pinafore from behind to show my private parts. I can provide only physical presence comfort. Soon that will change. He needs to go away for a while. That will be good for him. Of course, my insecurity says that he'll realize that he needs more than I know how to give. Then I'll lose him, which would be fucked. He also likes me to talk about my affection for him. It gives him assurance of his own self-worth to know that he is needed. That's wonderful. I want to inspire him. It burns me deep, cold fire since I feel alone. My void is warped a bit right now myself. Terrible echoes in my non-conscious. Come save me, I don't want to be alone anymore, anymore, anymore. I'm not really that far outside my box yet. Now, in the corner of a hallway, there was a saucer of milk for the cat. Milk is for the pussy, isn't it? I said. Do you dare me to sit in the saucer? The day was extremely hot. I put the saucer on a small bench, stood directly before him, took the ends of the pinafore in my hands, and with my eyes fixed on him, I sat down, without showing him my burning buttocks under the skirt.
Thank you.
I dare you, he whispered breathlessly. I will not begin to raise your suspicions. I will not stoop to your fancy. Suddenly I got up and the milk dripped down my thighs out over the stockings. I wiped myself evenly with a handkerchief as I stood over his head lying on the floor and his hand jerked to his crotch, and he rubbed himself vigorously and writhed on the floor. We reached orgasm at almost the same instant without even touching one another. I told myself that if nothing permanent job-wise had turned up by today, I was going to have to leave. God, but I'll wander about today to look for waiting table service work, if I feel up to it, which I don't because it's an area that I feel ignorant about. I realize again how badly my relationship to Z makes me feel, how all the love I put out is not returned. He holds back. Sure, he sleeps with me, he confides to me, he is open with me, but he holds back the need I must feel. And I'm an idiot for not dropping out, for letting it go on. Here, time is very slow, the postman tells me. I turn my hand around the cock and open and close my hand. I sigh. He and I kiss some more and take off our bathing suits. I lean down and gently place his cock in my mouth. I send my heart. My tongue finds and moves fast up and down along the tip of the glands, the bridge of the head. My mouth opens and closes softly. The cock is long and hard. I press and rub and lick. Nothing else happens no matter what I do. I have black silk stockings covering my knees, but I knew that I could not see underneath. I didn't care where, really, in the elevator, but I didn't talk or anything. I felt a shoulder press against my right breast when I closed the door. I began to feel my weight. But I lay still on my stomach, my arms under my head, and the hat over my face. Then he rolled on my side and showed him my breasts and vagina, and suddenly said, why not come to me too? He moves forward so he's lying on top of me. Then I heard Tori say, why don't you come here a bit? I want to come so badly, I'm thrusting and shoving and bouncing too much every which way. I've given everything to Z. Is that true? I've offered to share my dreams, I've given him what he said he needed. A week without me so he could think. I've gone back on my own words and told him he could do whatever he needed to be sure of the way he feels. I've tried to comfort him and spent all my money on him and tried to encourage and inspire him, and he refuses to bend at all my way. My need for him is pressure, and he's almost ready to turn away from everyone. His dreams are more important than anyone he knows. He's become totally selfish and vain in a way that makes him overjoyed at any attention from any piece of shit who comes on to him. Where did that come from? Somewhere in the vortex of this writing, in a spectrum that is scattered throughout, only occasionally glimpsed, lies my phony soul and false imagination. Since Z has pushed the hardest, I must bend the most. He's holding me with his hands and pushing me back and forth. I pull away again, grab my purse, open the blue plastic case, and put in my diaphragm. Then I grab his cock, and as soon as it's hard, I stick it in my cunt. It seems like it will stay hard. I try to put his cock in my cunt. It's too soft. I touch him and try to put it in again. It's still too soft.
You're listening to The Chill Room here on killradio.org. It's 1:59 a.m. But then you know, it's always 1:59 a.m. in the chill room.
Yeah. away to sea, away, away.